have the Union of the Mishkan. There's a bit of a stira in the Metzias of the Mishkan, the fact that the Mishkan was made through Nidva Slave. So the kilo, the foundation is dafka through Ava Ratzen. There was no chiyuv in most of it. On the other hand, the din of Moira, of Moira Mikdash, is chal on Beis Hamikdash. There's the dinim, there's a chiyuv of Yira. Things that you're not supposed to do because of Yira is expressed in Mikdash. It's the it's the only place kilu cheftza of a mitzvah that you have Yira. So on the one hand, Mikdash is a makom that it's made through Av and Nedivas Halev. On the other hand, it's something that it has a Yira, Moira Mikdash, Noira Mikdashecha. All the nyanim of Meira, Naira, and so on are all associated with Mikdash. So it's a steer in the tchuna that's boiled. It needs a husband understanding it. One of the kalim of the Mishkan, I'd like to understand, is the inyan of Aron. Is probably it's the pnimis to get clear of the Mishkan, and the Aron had, first of all, it was always benes oimid, which is contrary to the fact that Akash Baruch doesn't like to do things through Nisim. The Asur Nisim in the Mishkan are Nisim that could or could not be. Akash Baruch chose to have those Nisim. So it's not a kasha why he chose, but certainly he always had these Nisim ongoing. The Mokrim of the Aron had to be Benes. And it's something that it's built into the system that the only way the Aron could stand it would be Benes. It's a dava pella that something should be semich on a nes always. We saw the Rambam a while back in Igeres Taimon that a nes that's mechutz gidei teva, its ikka toikif is if it's not continuous. He says it by the matter with the nachash, that those nisim that are chutz gidei teva, the chshivas lies in their being not continuous. Well, we saw it a few weeks ago. So it needs a hesba. The whole inyan of the yontif, so to speak, of the Mishkan, of the Mikdash, was Sukkis. Sukkis, the Goyen says, was after Yom Kippur of Chet HaEgel, when they were nisbaser, that Chet HaEgel was nisbaser, the Anonim came back again to Klal Yisrael, and that was the inyan of Sukkis. So Sukkis was the inyan of Kilu the yontif, that's Merumis, Kineged, the Pesach Senegitzias Mitzrayim, Shavuos Senegmat and Torah, and Sukkot Senegit Binyan HaMishkan. The same thing also by Shlomo HaMelech. When Shlomo HaMelech was made the Beis HaMikdash, Sukkot was the Yontiv. Sukkot is Ki'ilu the Yontiv of Ashuras Hashchina, of Anonim, and so on. That's Kineged Oil Moyet. So it says b'ptirosa. So they were saved of the mizbeach. They did akofis with aravis and so on. B'ptirosa my hayu oimrim. When they left, when they finished the avoda of the yom of the akofis and aravis and so on, what did they used to say? So Chazal say they used to say lecho ulamizbeach. To you, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and to the mizbeach. In other words, they thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Mizbeach for whatever they got out of the Mikdash. So the Gemara asks, Chas v'Shalom, how can we mishatif something else to Shem Shemayim? So the Gemara says, the Elod used to say, Leko onu moidim, ule Mizbeach onu mishapchim. Leko onu moidim, Mizbeach onu mikalsim. That they used to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu were moide, and the Mizbeach were mikalis. That was the going away from the Mokam Avoida. So obviously in the Metzias of if that was Biptiros and Mayoimrim, if this was the Nakuda that they said when they went away from the Mikdash, Vaistais that this was Kilo the Teichen of the Mikdash. The Teichen of the Mikdash boiled down to Lecho and to the Ulmizbeach. And it's a dover that needs havana. Ke'ilu, the bottom line still comes down to two things. What's the chiluk? It's the konu moedim l'mizbeach on a mishapchim. It's putting down exactly what the nafke, what the perspective on the mikdash is. So let's we'll start with a nekuda that is it's in the. I mean, the Zoya is the one who says it here. Just take the Inyanis Negetas. The Zoya starts the parasha with a pasuk. Mi Zois Nishkofa Kamoy Shochar. Who is the one that is, who is the one that is as, that we look out to it like the morning, like the daybreak. Mi Zois Nishkofa Kamoy Shochar. The Zoya says me and Zois, the word me and the word Zois are contradictory terms. The word me is behelam, the word Zois is begilu, meaning the following. The word me is a question mark. I don't know who. It's I see somebody moving and I can't discern the person. That's me. And Zois is a lashon when I can clarify something. When I can pinpoint something, I say Zois, Zeh, Zois, and so on. So the Zoya points out the contradiction between the two. And he says it's a chibur of both bechinas, me and Zois. And the only one, I mean, that's what he says over here. Everyone shall sue. The Farshim and a lot of people bring this there. They shall sue a different Zoya that's in the beginning of Chumash, where he says that me and Zois, the Zoya says there is a place in the, there's a makom that is meant to be searched, understood, and so on. It's meant to be explored. That is a place, he doesn't use the word Zeis, but he uses something else, ma. It's a place where a person is meant to explore, to understand, and to get a handle on it. That is the world that's called Zeis or ma. And then he says there is a place that's meant for questions, but there are no answers. And that world is called me. It's a question mark, and it's a certain level where it's all question and no answer. And as I says over there, the chibur of those two is something that is impossible for most people. It's like the rayas of taking two sisters b'chayehem. That's the lashon of the Zoya, and only Yaakov Avinu was able to do it. Pretty much the teichon of what he says. So the Zoya is basically being megala here, the teichon of the Mishkan. He's being megala something about the mitzias of it, and that's the mitzias where, I mean, that's really the nekuda we have to learn up to understand it. Let's try a little bit to be misamic in it. It's manorah mokum as is a mokum mikdash. It is a mokum that's noir, and it's a place to understand something of it. In the mitzias of a person's tfisa, where a person is struggling to understand ruchnias, there are two extremes that each one of them effectively is kfira, is kitzas benetias. A person comes along and says, I'm a bus of a dumb. My mind is a bus of a dumb. I have no shaykhis to understanding ruchnias. That is a, it's on the surface of it, it seems like another. The person is very humble, very modest, understands his own restraints. Be'etzem, the person is making himself, cutting himself off completely from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I can't understand, if I can't have a tefisa, then the pshat is, then fine, then I'm basically, on the extreme, I'm potter from all mitzvahs. But if a person doesn't go so far, so the person does mitzvahs, but the person has no shaykhs to ruchnias. He has no shaykhs to any likus, he has no shaykhs to anything that's more than just his basav adam. That is one extreme. On the other extreme, if a person takes everything that his mind attains, and he works at understanding, and then he says, okay, that's it, I've packaged it, this is my avana, it's my tfisa, then again, what he's doing is he's cutting off anything which a person can package and understand and sort of have down. That bal korchach is not it, because it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond asog and tfisa. So the question is, what does a person do? How does a person work between this and this? It's a problem. Those two worlds are called Zeus and me. In other words, the world where a person is supposed to be chayke v'dayrish and get answers, that's the world where a person understands and so on. Then there's a world that has a question but without an answer. That me is ki'ilu, the place where the what he knows leads him to a point beyond where he knows. The person never ever cuts off what he knows and packages it, but what he knows leads him on to understanding, to seeing, but there's a step beyond that I don't know. In the giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the whole world was created to be megala to people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, ratzon, whatever. It's a world of giluyim, and that's its tachlis. But any time if a giluy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes a cut and dried gilui, where I understand it from A to Z and that's that, then be'etzem I was mekatzitzit, I basically cut it away from a likus, and it became artzius, it became something of this world. It's only when in everything I understand that there's the next step is unknown to me. That's where a person still retains the kesha between understanding and beyond understanding. The combination of the two midas of me and Zeus is something that the person understands what is, and because I understand what is, I understand that beyond this understanding, I don't understand. And when he goes a step further and understands the next piece, within the understanding of the next piece, he realizes that there's a question mark that just came up beyond. The person is always has both the me and the Zeus. When as soon as he has a Zeus, as soon as he has the this of the world, then he has the who coming along with it. Mi Zeus anishkofa k'may shochar, who is the one that I look out and it looks to me like dawn break, like daybreak. Shachar is a time when a person can see the choshech of the laila together with the ha'ara. So that means that the person can see both simultaneously. He sees what cannot be seen, and he sees what can be seen. Shachar is that time when the person is able to be teifis the two simultaneously. I can, if a person is standing on a high place and he sees slowly the day unfolding on the ground below him, so he sees the oyer and the choyshech simultaneously. As the oyer goes forward, the choyshech goes forward a step, and another piece becomes behesta. That's the mizoyis anishkofa k'meishacha is. In the Mishkan is the chelik in the Bria that's nishkofa k'moishacha. That is, you see it. You see the what you see, and from what you see what you don't see. There's a davar muflad ma'oid in the anhaga. In the world, in halacha, we know that the yom goes baser laila. That vahi erev vayivayka. The seder of the world is first HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid. There was nothing. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. So vahi erev vayivayka yom echad. So always the night comes first and then you have the day. In Kachim, the laila follows the yom, because that's good for the mitzvah of Kachim. The mitzvah of Kachim is that from the yom, the person that has the laila. In the world, the mahalach within the aretz is first it's behestin, and it becomes begolui, and it's completely begolui. The mikdash starts with giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it finishes with the hester that's beyond the giluyim. The person understands, and from that which he understands, he deheres what's not there. He deheres what he doesn't understand. It says, Chazal say, the Medrash says over here, the Medrash Rabba, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe to make the Mishkan, so Moshe asked him, he said, he paraphrased Shlomo HaMelech Shaila, Hein Shemayim, Shmei Shemayim, Lo Yichal Kelucha, V'af HaMokam Hazeh. I don't understand something. It says, Meloi Cholaretz Kvoidei. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond, the whole world doesn't contain him. And you telling me to be Mitzamtzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Mishkan? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yes. Ella, Loi Kemoish Ata Choyshev, Kehoish Ata Sova, Ella, Chof Krashim, Bitzofim, Chof Krashim, Bedorim, and Shemoyne Krashim, Bemayrev, and that's why I'm going to be Masha Shechina. V'loy oid elo shani mitzamtze meshchinosi la'amal amo, which is the makom of the Aron. So the Chazal here were megala to us the tfisa of the understanding of the Mishkan. On the one hand, if the Mishkan, if the world is Shemayim, Shmei Shemayim, Lechal Kalucha, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot fit into anything in the world, then he's beyond the tefis of people. To be tefis something means to grab it. I have to be able to put it into my hands. If not my hands, then at least a net that I can catch it with. I need something that I can be tefis it with. If it's bigger than any mokrim, then there's no tefis in it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Mishkan is the makom where you could be teufis it into an amal ama, and in the amal ama he's not in that makom either. The oimik of the makom ha'aron is that the makom ha'aron is something it has a makom, and the teuchin is beyond the makom. That is the tzura, the me and the zois come together over there. There's a zois. There's a makom that I can say it's this amal ama. I can be magdir it, and within that amal ama, I have something that's bigger than the amal ama. Within the zois, there's another me that's nishkafa k'may shachar. That's kilu the nakuda of Mishkan itself. Aaron HaKohen, when he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was called Bezois Yovei Aaron. In other words, the Kodesh HaKadoshim was beyond the world. When Aaron walks into it, that's when it becomes a Nekud of Zois. That's and in that Zois, there's a me who's bigger than the Mokom of the Mishkan. It says in the Sfarim, and we have to take what's we have some asogin, we have some tfis in it. The Ramami Panu in Kanfiyena, not Nasarim Amaris, and the Megalamukis was a tremendous Reb Nosson Shapiro. It was a tremendous Mekobel. He wrote Dvarim Nifloim, Sfarim Nifloim. But they both say that they're restating. They make that the Mokoyim HaMishkan, the Sheamus of the Mokoyim HaMishkan was built on the Sheim Erke, Aleph Ke Yud Ke, like Erke Asher Erke by Moshe, and B'Shem Havaya. or Shemayin Beis. But both of them, in words, both of them say very clearly that there was the Shem Erkez on the Mishkan, and another, and two Shemes together. And they find with Muslim in the Pasuk, Veshachanti B'Seicham, the amount of Oisis in the Pasuk is Chafalov, connect that Shem, a whole bunch of Muslim on how the Shemes are Merumis in the Psukim over here. The what's negeat us, that the Tfisa is, the Shem Erkev was Nizgala on in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Erke, Asher Erke was the Gilu of the Shem for Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gilu of the Shem on Matan Torah was Shem Avaya. Like Chazal say, where did the Noikev Shem know the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? From Har Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Noikev Shem Lekecha. The two events that came before the Mishkan was Yetzias Mitzrayim and was Matan Torah. In Yetzias Mitzrayim, you had the Gilu of the Shem Erke, and in Har Sinai, you had the Gilu of the Shem Avaya. The two Shemes are the two Nekudas we spoke about. The Shem Avaya, or the Shem Ayin Beis, whatever it is a complete gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Adhaga B'chlol Yusa. It's the Iker gilui of everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing, the sum total of all the Adhagas together. And that's the Iker Tfisa. Our Tfisa is Nechem. That was the name that was given to us to be Kaira B'Shmai Yisparach. That's the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gives us the ultimate Tfisa in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagis. In the Shem Erke is where there is something beyond this. In Maimed Har Sinai, the Gili was the now and the here and the now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ripped open all the Shemayims, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them all Tzadi Ruach. Everything was Begolui, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, there's nothing but me, Anech Hashem Alekecha. So that was the Gili of the Shem Avaya, is the complete Tfisa. This is our Tfisa, and Asoga Velikus lies in that Maimed and that Shem. In Tzis Mitzrayim, they were being Tefis, a God that was not there yet. They were being Tefis that there is something, there is a shadowy me that is going to be Goyal Klal Yisrael. So the Tfis of the me was in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Torah was the Vezois HaTorah. You have to point, and the Midrash is to point, say Vezois, because Fakert. In Torah there was a Gilui of a clear Gilui of this, and this. So those are the two Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that together they create the Mishkan, the Mikdash. That's where the Shem becomes. There's in the Avodah of the Ptirosi Mahu Oimer that we started out with. That what did they say when they left the Mishkan? So the Mikdash. In the Anivahu, Rashi says, it says they used to say that on the days of Hoshainis, they were mispallah with the Shem Anivahu. Anivahu is the same me and Zeus. Ani is the point that a person most clearly sees. The Hu is the point that a person does not. It's the me and it's the beyond. It's what's there and what's not there. That was the Shem Anivahu Ishiyano. When they Beptiros and Mahayu Oimrim, they when they left the Beis Hamikdash, the name of the Oifin of Shevach was Lecha Onu Moedim or Lecha Mizbeach Onu Mishapchim. In Beis Hamikdash, two things: one is Gala. And let's understand it. Shevach and Kilus are in Yonim that I have to, if I don't have a certain peer with someone else, for me to walk over to Adam Gadol and to slap on his back and say, ah, your Torah is gevaldik, is a chutzpah shenk dugmasa. I don't have a soga, I don't have a tfisa. To be meshabeach somebody, the person is better than me, but I have a saga. He's a peer of mine. We have something in common. We're both chaverim. And I tell him, you know, The svar that he said is really good. The Shtiglat Torah said is emes. The Hanhogi did is toiv. Fine. Those are. I need a tfisa of that person where I can relate it and say I understand it. And I want to be meshabech means at least it's in my context. But it's better than me. There's a certain hashvah of erech. There's a certain sameness of currency, but it's more. Hoidah is where a person says, "I am nothing klapi you." You know, it's not. It's hoidah is where the person is mevatel himself to someone else. It's where the person does not exist. If not for you, I would not be here. That's not a shvach on the other person. It's saying that you are at a place where I am not. I didn't have the means to do this, and you did it for me. So in the Mishkan you had to do in the Mikdash you had to do both. The shvach of the Mikdash is that there is a mokaim of shvach and kilus, and there's a mokaim of haidah. I would not be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu as he's megal himself in the Mikdash, if not for this inyan that I can say, what am I being mishabeach? When they turned and left the Beis HaMikdash, they deheard both things. They deheard that on the one hand, there's a makom, there's the mizbeach that allows me to be mishabeach. And to be mekalis, I can shtolzach tzu to something to anhogav HaKadosh Baruch Hu that allows for shevach and kilus. On the other hand, there's a mokoyim hoidoya where I am beyond. I realize that the ba'atzmius is beyond shevach hoidoya. It's a mokoyim. So I had to say both. It's not the pshat. How did I stand on such a fault line where I'm almost kaifa? Why don't I just say, you know, I'm being meshabech to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on? The teretz is because the shevach and the kilus of the mizbeach is that there's a mokoyim mizbeach that on which shevach and kilus is nitfas, and there's a mokoyim ashuras hashchina that is hoidoya is shayach to, that kilus and shevach is not shayach to. That is the what they used to say over there. That was the tirasa mayoimrim. The shaila we asked as far as the av and the year of the Mikdash come together, we'll use the same Rambam that we used a few times already. The Rambam says in Seder Torah, when he speaks of av and yira, the Rambam says keitzari aderech lavosay. And a person is misbeinin in the tremendous Godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And there the person the person has a tremendous tshuka and taiva to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. And as he's thinking this, he's beset by a tremendous yira. And who am I? A beryah shfeila v'kala lifnei tmim deyas and so on and so forth. So the Rambam says that in the makom where a person is toifis, the greatest gilui, that's where the person realizes the afsius of the gilui. And the Rambam speaks about the mid of avenira, a little more subtle, where a person understands the chachma of that person. L'mashal, let's take a very Prashta Marshall that we get. A person deals with someone else, and the other person is very, very shrewd. A lot of chachma, a lot of pikhus, is very shrewd. And the person gets through handling with him, and all of a sudden he realizes that it was all a setup, and the person had a tremendous chachma behind what he was trying to do. And so the first thing is the person gets tremendous hanah from realizing how the whole chachma played itself out. That's the first nekuda. Then the person says, one second, who knows if he's so smart that I was able to go through a whole thing like this, not realize anything, and everything fritzich, then who knows how much deeper that person's kavanis are that I'm just tapping in the dark blind. if manefshach, if I there had so much chachma in one nekuda, then who knows what's behind that chachma so much deeper, so much further? So that is the a little more of a subtle tefis in the Rambam. The makom ha-migdash is the makom where within what the person sees, the person is megala, that the person realizes there's so much more that he doesn't see. That's the pshat in the halacha. The binyan migdash is with ava, with nidvas alev. And like the Rambam says, the first nekuda is the person is toifis, the person falls in love with it, the person wants to be kosher to it, and dovek to it, and so on and so forth, and that's what the person has. The toichin, when the person has it, the oimik of it is that that there is so much more in it. The person realizes with the pacha that befalls a person in the makam amigdash is because when he has it, he realizes that there's so much more that he doesn't have, that he really doesn't have it. Yaakov Avinu was the av that had this double tchuna, so to speak. Yaakov was Yaakov mitzad echad, Yisrael mitzad sheni. He was Ekev mitzad echad, he was Roish mitzad sheni. Yaakov Avinu was the one that was making that makom, and he said, "Manoira makom azeh, einze kim beiselikim," and it's a sulam oila shemaima. So the pshat is Yaakov the heard both the makom where there's a shechina, vayifka makom ahu, it has a makom over here, and then he the heard within that makom that. There's a makom lemaila from it that lays in this. There's a ladder in this place to someplace much higher than this. The tefisa of the makom amigdash is not to identify the makom. It's to identify the makom where there's a makom beyond the makom. There's a type of place that when you identify that place, you have a place that has a lot more than its place. That amma al amma is a staircase that has a whole second floor to it. So I have to identify the Amal Amma, but if I look at the Amal Amma and say this place, and all I see is a closet, then it's nothing. If this place is a ladder, or it's a stairway, so this place has so much more to it. It's a makom that has beyond makom to it. That's what Yaakov they had in that makom. And that's why Yaakov was the one who gave them, he told them to be Meichin Darazim, and so on, all the Chazals, because the Nekuda of Yaakov was the Nekuda of the Beis HaMikdash. Yaakov is called Bayis, Bligvul Remazim on Yaakov Avinu's Nekuda. But that's the Nekuda that he created. Yaakov created a Metzias where within the Yaakov there's a Gilu of Yisrael. The Aron specifically, that's the makom. There's a remez niflad me'oid. In it says the Aron wasn't typhus any makom. It says that's why it says v'shachanti b'soicham, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I will be Sheikhin b'Seicham. So I think it's also Megala Mukis. He says that it doesn't say in that Mokoim, but it says b'Seicham, within an area. It's not a Gilui in a specific place. It's not this place, but it's what's within this place. V'Shachanti b'Seicham, not V'Shachanti Shama, not a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there, because there means it's completely limited. But Vishanti Besoicham means within that place I'll be Megala itself. The Metzias of Aron, of Torah, is that, and that's why, and he says over there, that's the Soyde Vaihibin Soyah Aron. That the Aron is always ready to move because it's Be'etzim not limited in its place. The remez of the Badim in the Aron, that you're not allowed to take him out. So the Chinuch says because sometimes they have to move the Aron, or either Milchama, whatever it was, and therefore it might fall out, and it would be not be covered at full. But it was always like that. It was always this. Even the Mikdash. The Teretz is because the Aron is always in a matzav of nesia. It's always going someplace. It's never just like something that goes has no makom because it's going. The Oren is not taif as a makom because it's always vayhibin say Oren. It's always moving somewhere. The one place that stuck out, it's a davar niflat ma'od ha'omek of Chazal. It says that when the Oren came, when the Kohen Gadol went in, so the two pieces of the Badim stuck out in the Pareches. In other words, there was a Pareches cutting off the Kodesh Kadashim. You could make out two points sticking out, and those were the points of the Badim. They sort of stuck out into the Pareches, and they give the picture of it is that it's like a Dadim of Isha. Like the Dadim of Isha sticking out, that's what it is. That's the Bein Shaddai Yolin. Shaddai is the two Dadim of Isha. There's a Oymek Nifla in the Divrei Chazal. It says that on Torah it says Bechol Eis Tadechi Ravucha, that just like a woman gives milk, Kol Mashem Mashmesh, it gives more. In other words, the process in our Tfisa, Lamashal, food is always, this is the food I have, I finish it, it's gone. I don't have any more. For a child, when he nurses, so whatever he is nursing brings more that wasn't there yet. The process of nursing is always a process of this milk that he has in his mouth that he can swallow, and it's moshech more milk that's not there. In other words, the makom, the only thing that was teifus makom, the Aron itself wasn't teifus makom. It fit in very snugly into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and there was no problem with fitting it in. The one thing that stuck out, the one thing that ke'ilu was a protrusion to our makom was the dadim. There was a nakuda where we could take something, and then again there would be a flow of yesh me'ayin. That was the nekuda of Bein Shaddai Yolin. That kilu that the Akash Baruch Hu Shaira in a makom that's called Bein Shaddai Yolin. It's a makom that has a Pesach for us to take something, and what we take is mamish and it's yesh, and we digest it and it's ours, and it brings down something that wasn't here yet. I mean, we're talking about Dvarim Nehorayim. We're talking about the Mokrim Kodesh Kadoshim, where there's a Chibur Shemayim Varetz. We're talking about the Mokrim where the Havai and the Eker come together. We're talking about so many things that are Be'etzim beyond our Asag and Tfisa. But let's take it down a notch into something that it has to be Shaykh. If we're learning it, if it's a parasha that we have Shaykhs with, we have to have some kesher with it. In the Kalolius of Torah, in the whole Mishkan, there was all Kalim for the Aron, for the Luchas. A person in a flat way, and in a more subtle way, a person is usually guilty in both of these things. On the one hand, we're either, we never make an attempt to understand anything. In Torah, in Teichin, in anything. Yeah, because, these are all things that are beyond us. It sounds from, but it's an atlas of sorts. These are all things that are beyond us. Anyway, we don't understand. Anyway, we won't know. Anyway, there's this chamkus where a person just shoves it out of his tchum. That's that. And on the other hand, there's a person who's very lucky in Gaiva and Gassas Ruach, or kfir. So a person puts his two fat hands on it, and that's it. I have it. I was makif it, and it's. I've wrote it up. I published it. And that's it. I'm the Mora de Shmeitz of Gendikt. There is not an akuda of anova. There's not an akuda of the second half of the Rambam that a person is beset by a tremendous yira of understanding this. I realize how little I do understand. I almost had an enlightening experience. I was sitting with someone, and we were listening to someone who was not a young kid, discussing something that he really didn't know much about. People, event, whatever it was. And he was very, very confident about what he was saying. And you know, that was that. And it was ludicrous at how confident he was with what he was saying when his seichel was so small and his hekif of events was small. And you know, and it was balabata being this and that. So I was talking to my friend. I said, you know, we're laughing at him. But as much as a person will be a balgaiv about himself, no one thinks that his seichel is the ultimate in the world. There is some darga of havana where our havana is as silly as this child. So where do we ever get the confidence to say things, and you know, with such confidence and self-assurance, because it's seicheldik, this makes sense, is what it is. I mean, you take a look at someone, this person also thought it was seicheldik. His IQ is 60. Fine, my IQ is more, but the IQ doesn't stop at any point. The Havanis by itself, in the whole scale of Havanis, our tfisa is just as small as his tfisa. So where does a person get that tfisa from? In what a person, the terrorist is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give a zeis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave an area of tefis and havana, and if we learn it be'emes, lishma, the way it should be, then a person should be tefis it. But if a tefis in something doesn't bring about a havana of the katnus ha'adam and the gadlus ha'bayri, if a person doesn't become humbled by a gewaldic understanding of amkus, then he wasn't understanding it. Then he wasn't taifis what it is. It's not I said a good svara. It's take a look at what svara is hidden in these words. Take a look at what oimik is hidden in divrei chazal. So who knows how much more I'm blind to. I'm stepping over things all over the place. I don't begin to understand it. The first effect real havana should have to a person, there should be a tremendous simcha in the tefisa. I understand something, and then a tremendously humbling experience. Who knows? Take a look at what I almost missed, and who knows how much more I'm missing. And so, one thing is the etzem mitzias of learning, and etzem mitzias of the need to on the one hand to be misyakeya, on the other hand to be humbled to to understand how much a person does not know. But on a more nafshistik oifen, a person learns. A person has to understand the central makom of the Mishkan that gave this effect was Torah, was the Aron. In Torah, a person has the ability to really understand something. A person, if he breaks his head and puts things together, a person understands something. Whether it's halacha or agada, a person really, really can understand and be oimid on something. A person's tshuka to learning has to become, on the one hand, not because, okay, got to do it, it's good, it's this, it's that. A person has to understand, right now it's the only place in the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mitzamtem himself, an amal ama, and a person can really get it down. A person speaks about good and bad, righteous, yashrus and not yashrus. Those are vague terms. They mean nothing. You talk about it all day long. When you kaveya, that when two people are arguing, shtayim oichsin, you say yachloiku, you've got your hands on a real mitzias of absolute justice. I mean, there are thousands of pratim in this yachloiku. But for the first time, this is the din. And a migu works this way, and a migu doesn't work lahaitzi. I'm a chuyev to believe a person this way or that way. Whether I have the whole picture or not, but I really have something here. Let a person understand that when he's learning, he's really beginning to understand things. The person is beginning to get his hand on something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you look at it philosophically, so then it's Shemayim and Shemayim Aleich HaKalucha. To talk about it in philosophical terms, you can do it all day long and nothing will come out of it. But in Torah, I have a place, it's Amal Amma. It's between Breishis and Leinikol Yisrael and the Pirushim on it. And then the second step, a person has to understand that for everything that he finds, he's looking to uncover the me that's not revealed in the Zeis. In everything that a person has, it awakens in him. The more a person knows, It's the world makes a mistake in the way to say it. The more a person knows, the more he realizes he doesn't know. So you're better off not knowing. I mean, it's like you get the same results and just much less effort. It's a mistake. Of course you know when you know something, but you know a lot more what you don't know. A person who's an Amoritz is an Amoritz is an Amoritz. It's not the pshat that he he doesn't understand what we don't understand. In the idea, that's the gil of the Mishkan. The mi zois nishkofa k'may shocha is that in the zois there's a me. In the yoim there's a laila. If I can't, because I understand, I realize how much more sharply it's what I don't understand. The mokam aliyah of a person, the way a person becomes different, the way a person steigs is, on the one hand, there's a tshuka to know, there's a tshuka to understand, there's a realization that a person can understand, the bria is, there's a bezoisi of iron, there are mekoimois, there is a mokam of amal ama, and where a person can get his hands on something, and when a person gets his hands on something, there's a double reward. On the one hand, the person is toif is something. The person has something, and within what the person has, the person also has what he doesn't have. The person within what he has, he also has. In every zois, there's a me, and the beauty of Kal Yisrael is mi zois nishkafa k'mashacha, where the day and the birur and the choishech and the hester are seen together as the shacha. Shabbos.